Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 66, the Mix It Up Bento Box episode. I don't know. Whenever I start these things, I don't actually have a title. And then I think, oh, I should have a title for this episode. And I try to make something up off the top of my head. And sometimes I come up with something great and sometimes you get what you just got 2 seconds ago. Sorry about that. I'll come up with the title before I post this, which I hope I will do very soon because it is Thursday night. It is about 9:15. I'm going to make this a short intro because, well, I'm tired. And I actually got Caitlin's pinwheel quilt. I got the last two sides of the border, which I need to quilt. I got them marked. So I want to get that done tonight. That would be very exciting to me. I appreciate all your comments on the Bento Box. Got lots and lots of feedback on Bento Box 1 and Bento Box 2, the simple and the mixed up. And I got to tell you, overwhelmingly, folks voted for the mixed up version. If you voted for the simple one, I hear you because I like that one too. As you will see in the picture that I will be posting on my WordPress site, I actually made a revision to the mixed up one, which I think will be my final draft, in which I replaced the red and white block with the two red and white squares with a light but less vibrant color. You'll see. But I do appreciate everyone stopping by to take time to comment and give me an idea of what to do and your reasons why you think I should do something. It was very helpful. I learned a lot. By the way, if you want to make a comment on this episode, you can go to my WordPress site. That is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. You can always go to Podbean, and that is offkilterquilt.podbean.com. I have a new email address. It's fdal@nc.rr.com. Is that right? NorthCarolinaRoadrunner.com. I believe that's right. So I'm finally, after many years of being on Mindspring, the man is finally forcing me to do what he's wanted me to do all along, which is switch to a email server where we don't actually have to pay $6 a month. So I'm doing it. fdowell@nc.rr.com. I think it's .com. All right. Do come by and comment and let me thank everyone who came by last time and commented. It's a long list, so I'm just going to go through the list because I like to give a shout out, but I'm not going to spend too much time reading comments. So thank you to Peg S, to Pam of You Have to Be Square, to Sandy of Quilting for the Rest of Us, to Kristen, to Kelly the Fifth, to Gail Greer, to Lori T, to Jane, also known as Mom, to Laura, Colleen, to Barb, Margaret, to Cynthia, Carol, Diane, Sue, and Diane, correcting some spelling, which as a librarian, she had to do. Valerie, also known as Scoo Quilt, Noni, Tammy in Denver, Teresa, Anne, Quilting Jenny, Ingy Knitter, Tanisha, also known as Crafty Garden Mom, P. Lynn, Carilla, Dorothy, June, and Sherry D., whose comments are always quite to the point. She said she liked the second quilt because it breaks up that red and white bullseye on the second row in the middle. I think a number of people had problems with the red and white bullseye, but only Sherry D called a bullseye a bullseye. I thought that was hilarious. Okay, thank you everyone for taking the time to stop by and tell me a thing or two. I appreciate it. So you can let me know what you think about this new one. That's all I'm going to have a picture of this week. Next week, I really hope I'm going to have a picture of the finished pinwheel quilt and at least two finished quilt tops, Razzle Dazzle, which I have everything I need for now, except I don't have the backing fabric, and I still haven't sewn it together, so let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. But Razzle Dazzle and Bento Box, I do. By this time next week, both those babies will have been at least pieced, and hopefully I will have the backing fabric I need, and maybe even the binding. You never know. I tend to buy the backing fabric, get everything quilted, and then go back to the store, and at that point pick out the binding. Just that for some reason. I think it's because, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, I am an easily overwhelmed shopper. I think it's just better for me to do things in stages The women at Thimble Pleasures have just been wonderful through this whole process with the pinwheel quilt, have given me such great advice. So whatever success I have with this quilt, you know, the big awards I'm going to win, the prizes, the honors, the Nobel, I owe to them. All right, I am not going to go on much longer here because I haven't even listened to the quilt diaries, which I probably should do. They are subdued. They are subdued quilt diaries because I tended to record them late at night. It's been busy, you know, post-Thanksgiving. This is Thursday. Did I mention that it's Thursday, December 1st? It's December. Yay! And it's been a very busy week. I've been working really hard writing, and I've had meetings with people and just, you know, nice times. I've met my friend Melissa today for a coffee over in Hillsboro, which was nice. I don't get over there too much. Hillsboro is a historic town about 20 minutes from where I live, and it's got neat art galleries and stuff. And so that was fun, but things like that eat up your time. Glad to have my time eaten up by friends. Don't get me wrong. But then by the end of the day, you're like, ooh, I need to do a quilt diary, or I need to do this and that. And you start doing your quilt diary, and you sound really tired, which I did, and subdued. I think subdued is the word. Subdued is the word. So be prepared for kind of a subdued podcast with maybe a little repetition. A couple weeks ago, Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us made some mention about how she couldn't do a quilt diary the way I did because she would always be repeating herself. She wouldn't be able to remember from one time to the next what she had said the time before. And, of course, ever since she said that, I feel like I'm constantly repeating what I said the day before in my quilt diaries. I've been cursed. All right. Speaking of quilt diaries, let's get on with them. Quilt diary, day one, November 28th. Monday, November 28th. Hello. How are you? I am sitting here. It's almost lunchtime. I just finished my morning writing. First thing I did this morning was take Jack to the dentist. Which, you know, it was fun. I just sat there and read People magazine. I don't think it's a particularly fun way for anyone to start their day in the dentist chair, but, you know, and I think Jack would have much preferred if I had pulled him out of school, say, at 2, and then not made him go back. But no, that only happens once in a blue moon. Mostly I make him go to school. But anyway, thank you to everyone who commented about the bento box quilt and which version you preferred. I think the hands-down winner is the mixed-up version, although there were some very firm affirmations for the simpler version. And, you know, I like both, although, as I said in last week's episode, I was leaning, much to my surprise, toward the mixed-up version. I continue to lean that way, although I appreciated getting yes votes on the simpler version because, you know what, I like that too. Now, one of the comments I wanted to share with you, and you know, funny, I'm recording this on Monday. On Thursday, I'll record the introduction, so I may have already shared this with you. I'll try not to share it too much. But I got a comment from Barb that was very helpful to me. She said, I like the lower one, the mixed up one, much better. Seems better balanced. On the top, the red-white sections just jump out at me. I might still consider shifting the red-white one to a slightly lower contrast, perhaps an off-white tone, even pale beige, for just a tad less contrast. And that's something that I had been wondering about, and I really appreciated that Barb commented on that specific block. Because it's a red, the actual fabric, you can't see it in the picture. In the picture, it looks white. From any distance, it looks white. It's actually very, very pale green. But even in the mixed-up quilt, I think it stood out too much. So I've actually replaced it with another square, which is a brown outer border and then a white print, white inner border that has some color print on it. So it still offers a contrast, but not quite as sharp as the red and white did. And it was just good to have that input because I think that had been on my mind a little bit, whether or not that contrast was too overwhelming. So thank you, Barb. I have not started sewing together the bento box blocks yet. I will get to that later in the week. I am almost done quilting Caitlin's quilt, and unfortunately I didn't get quilting time yesterday. You know, Sundays I always think are going to be this big relaxing day, and sometimes they are, but mostly they're not. Like yesterday, it wasn't unrelaxing, but you know, there's church. It's Sunday school and then church and then came home and the man wanted to take a hike, so I cleaned the kitchen and took Will over to his friend Gavin's house and then came back and then there was this to do and that to do and I needed to work a little bit in the garden. We have some very nice spinach and lettuce growing, but it's also a lot of weeds growing because the weather has stayed pretty warm. It's going to cool down later this week, but I hope not so cold that we lose our lettuce and spinach because we've been really enjoying eating from the garden still. But any event, ended up being a lot to do, and I didn't get to work on finishing up Caitlin's quilt, but I have very little left to do. In general, I'm liking the way the quilting looks. As I said last week, what I did was take my stencil called Heart Bow. It's just a chain of two hearts. I think that's actually a good description of what it is. It looks like a bow made out of hearts. There are five. And so anyway, of course, and I've just done them diagonally, a diagonal line down the quilt from, let's say, from left to right. And is that right? I don't know. It doesn't even matter. And I'm not just doing five, of course. I'm just saying there's five on the stencil. So I repeat those five. And I am just about done. I like it. For some reason, I don't know why I did this, but when I started doing it, instead of going right through the middle of the pinwheels, I went kind of to the side, to the left side. I don't know why. And it looks fine, but it's one of those things where I look and think it would have made more sense to go straight through the middle as opposed to veering to one side of each block. But that's what I did, and I can live with it. And I think, too, I was thinking about the border, if I was going to quilt it. And I remembered that I didn't quilt the border on Will's quilt on stormy weather, and I kind of wish I had, but I think I'll use the same quilting pattern, but I think I will use a darker thread. I'm using a very light thread for the main body of the quilt, and I think it will just stand up out too much in a way that if I were a better quilter, I would be happy to let it stand out. But the funny thing about the quilting I'm doing, so it's machine quilting, of course, and I stenciled the hearts in and then sewed over them, and there are no two hearts alike. They're like little snowflakes on here. They really are. It's rather hilarious. I think I brought this up in last week's episode because I think I had just started. They all are different, but it's kind of sweet. So where we are, we're just calling it adorable. It looks sort of like a kid. You know, a kid, like say an 8-year-old who's a pretty good drawer, you know, could have done these hearts. So there's nothing wrong with them. I don't hate them. And it's funny, I'm looking at the ones now. You know, so I'm using the disappearing ink. And much of the ink has disappeared on the early quilting. And, you know, they look great. They look cute. Okay, great. Maybe overstating. Cute? No, they do look cute. So I'm hoping that this afternoon, after I pick up the boys, Will and I are going to make a Target run, but it's not a big run. And I hope when I get back that I will be able to finish up. I really have not many, I have short rows left to do and not many of them. And then it will just be a matter of quilting the border, and that should not take very long either. And so I am hoping this week to be able to fit in a trip to Thimble Pleasures to get the binding, because I would love to finish this quilt up. And also, I guess I would, my next project, actually before I sew together, before I piece the bento box quilt, I will probably piece Razzle Dazzle because I'm going to want to get that in the mail as soon as possible. So I may, what I may do is try to get Razzle Dazzle pieced as soon as I finish quilting this, Caitlin's pinwheel quilt, and then go to Thimble Pleasures and get the backing fabric for Razzle Dazzle and the binding fabric for the pinwheel quilt. Whew, we're making some progress. I'm doing pretty good here, girls, you have to say. Although now I'm getting cocky, aren't I? I'm like, oh, I'm going to have these quilts done in no time. And, you know, I'm going to come down with the flu or something. So I will just persevere. I'm going to get her done. Having fun. I really can't wait to see what the pinwheel quilt looks like when it's all done. I am, again, overall, it's funny when you quilt a quilt because it changes the appearance. You can never really know what a quilt's going to look like till you're all the way done, and I'm going to get all the way done not too long from now. I will have more for you soon. Talk to you in a bit. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Tuesday, November 29th, 2011. Oh, I've had a little bit of a frustrating day, quilting-wise. I actually had a nice time to start out with. I went to Thimble Pleasures. I needed to get binding for Caitlin's pinwheel quilt. I needed to get material for the setting blocks for Razzle Dazzle. I needed to get a marking pin, and I needed to get thread. I got the binding fabric for the pinwheel quilt. It's a dark green. It looks very nice, and it doesn't draw attention to itself, and I thought that was for the best, as did Karen, who helped me, my old Thimble Pleasures friend Karen. I got really beautiful... Gosh, it's a batik. You know, the Razzle Dazzle is made with batiks, and they're very, lots of reds and oranges, very, very warm. And so I got cool colors for the setting blocks. It's like a blue batik with a, I don't even know what you would call this color. It's not purple. It's not fuchsia. It's not pink. But I think if you took pink and you mixed in a little bit of blue, like overlaid it with blue, it would be like that. So very, very pretty. It looks beautiful. And I forgot the thread. And I realized it was on my list in front of my face, but I got caught up in the marking pen purchase. Let me tell you what I got. I got a Sewline fabric pencil, specially formulated lead, gives a clear, fine line on fabrics. Lines are easily removed from most fabrics with the special Sewline eraser or removed by dabbing with the damp cloth or washing. It costs $14.95. Kind of expensive, but Karen swears by it. Comes with a pack of gray lead, and I bought a pack of white lead to finish the stenciling on the pinwheel quilt. I happen to have a store credit, so all my purchases of fabric and the expensive Sewline fabric pencil cost me like $13 because I had my credit. Pretty cool. Don't want to tell you how much money. I'm not even sure how much money I spent to get the credit. I think it must be like $300. Hasn't been so long since my last credit either. Anyway, so got caught up in that discussion, though, about the best marking pen, and so forgot my thread. Now, Thimble Pleasures, it's about a 15-minute drive, which is not so bad, except then you have to add the 15 minutes back and the time in the store, so it's a little bit of a field trip. Now, Joann's actually carries some thread that I think is good and that I like, so it's possible I'll go to Joann's tomorrow and get the thread, but the other thing... I didn't forget this. I got home and I messed it up. I was cutting the fabric for the setting blocks for Razzle Dazzle, and I had to cut two 7.5-inch squares. So I was, of course, supposed to cut a 7.5-inch strip to cut the squares from, but guess what? I thought I had to cut a 7-inch strip, so I am out of fabric. I'll have to go back and buy it. Just, you know, a quarter yard. It's just a pain. The other thing, so I decided I would still do some Razzle Dazzle work. And I was going to, because I could sew some of the strips of blocks together. Only I realized, and I had forgotten about this, that the blocks, a lot of them, they're supposed to be 8 inches. A lot of them were not 8 inches. They're actually too big. You know, I've gotten much more precise since the time of constructing the Razzle Dazzle blocks, which I guess I did last spring. And it's also, these are not, you know, they're fairly complex little blocks. They've got all kinds of things going on. So they weren't going to be my most precise blocks anyway. It would be interesting to try one right now and see if I've really gotten better, if it's just the complexity of the block meant I wasn't going to get it right.
I don't know. Anyway, but fortunately, I mean, the problem was good in that most of the blocks were 8 1/4 or 8 1/2, and so I had to cut them down to 8 inches. So that's what I have spent most of my day doing. I have to go upstairs here in a minute because Jack has to go to bed at 10. His bedtime is 10:30. He's always up till 11. And today, he's supposed to be downstairs by 7:30. We leave at 7:45. So he's supposed to be downstairs dressed and ready to go, except for eating breakfast, which only takes him, you know, 5 or so minutes. But then he's got to put on his shoes, and that takes, amazingly, another 5 minutes. And then he's got to brush his teeth. He's a little slow in the morning. Anyway, he showed up at 7:40. So, of course, he was late to school. Will was on time because we dropped Will off first. But then Will and Jack was late, so 10 o'clock bedtime. But you know what? He's not going to do it if I'm not up there. And even when I'm up there, it's still going to be like 10:15, 10:30. But, you know, so it goes. But anyway, I have to go do that. If I didn't have to go do that, go be up there and be policeman, police dog, police girl, whatever kind of policing I'm doing, if I didn't have to do that, then I would actually work on making the binding for Caitlin's quilt. And then I could go to Joanne's tomorrow and get the thread and get binding. No, actually get quilting, but that quilting won't take very long, just to quilt the borders and then get binding. But now that I have to get fabric, more fabric at Thimble Pleasures, if I have time tomorrow afternoon, I'll run over there again and get the fabric I need and get the thread that I forgot today. So, but you know what? As I've said, it's not December yet. It's almost December, but I'm making good progress, and I'm going to do it. It's all going to happen. It's all going to happen, baby. All right, I got to go up and be the police, and Travis is being weird and funky, which probably means he rolled a bone under the couch, and I have to get that for him. My life is filled with have to, have to, have to. Oh, did I tell you my mom's going to make me a label for Caitlin's quilt? I can't remember if I told you that, but she is. Isn't that nice? So I will have a label. That's lovely. I might have told you that. Doesn't matter. But I'll tell you that now. And also, I'm pretty sure I didn't tell you this, subscription to McCall's magazine, quilting magazine, from my mom, because she got one of those deals where she got a subscription and got to give one as a gift. And she gave it to me. Got my first copy yesterday. Very nice. McCall's is one of my favorites. I also picked up at the store, the new Quilters newsletter. That is my very favorite, but I think McCall's is probably my second. And I picked up Quilt Life. So I don't even have time to read magazines. I don't know why I'm buying them, but I can't help it. All right, that's it for now. More soon. Bye. Quilt Diary, Day 3. It's Wednesday, November 30th, last day of November. It's late. It's about 10:10, and I'm feeling a little tired, but okay. I was hoping to get some more quilting done tonight, and it's possible I will, although I'm just tired enough where I've been working on Caitlin's quilt, quilting the borders. I did go to Thimble Pleasures today, and one of the things I picked up was some thread for that, and it's going very well, but I don't, you know, it's a little scary to think about doing it when I'm tired, because then it could go very badly. But it's going well. I have to say, this marking pen I got yesterday at Thimble Pleasures, I really like it. I think one of the things that's great about it, it has a very fine line, and that just makes your quilting more accurate. And I'm not saying that my hearts are perfectly symmetrical now. And by the way, I've decided instead of calling them adorable, I'm going to call them whimsical, because whimsical hearts are never symmetrical hearts. And not all my hearts are symmetrical, but more than not. So that's been a nice experience to, I'm trying to be very careful, and it's working out. So I am done with two sides and have two sides more, which I hope to get done tomorrow. I haven't made the binding. All I've done today, besides run to Thimble Pleasures and do my usual stuff, is draw quilting lines and do the two sides. Two more tomorrow, and then on to the binding, and on to Razzle Dazzle, etc. This is actually, I'm going to finish up here. I have a bunch of stuff tomorrow. I have a few busy days coming up, nothing too bad. In fact, some of it's really fun, but it feels busy. And, you know, I'm also just already anticipating the Christmas busyness, and I've really not done anything to get ready for Christmas. Anyway, my big plan is that I will finish quilting Caitlin's quilt tomorrow, get it
make the binding, and then putting on the binding will be a in front of the TV kind of project, which will be nice. I have not had one of those in a while. I mean, I have plenty, but I have not had time to sit in front of the TV and watch it and knit or quilt. So I'm going to really look forward to that. And then during my quilting time during the day, next project, Razzle Dazzle, finishing that up and piecing the bento box quilt. And I guess what I'll do is piece Razzle Dazzle, piece bento box, and then go and get backing for both of them and get quilting on them and find a new stencil. I'm really enjoying this. I really like machine quilting. I know that there's some of you listening to this who are long arm quilters. You make a living, or at least part of a living, being long arm quilters. I don't think you're probably at any risk of going out of business. I just know too many quilters who don't enjoy machine quilting. But I find it so much fun. I know I say this all the time, but it's true. I do. And I feel like the stencils have given me new life, new quilting life. It's very cool to just, and I guess that's not uncommon. I think that's why they make stencils. But most of my machine quilting up to this point has been stitch in the ditch or lines or stippling. And then my weird funky quilting on Will's quilt that has no name. The quilting that has no name. So to do these stencils and, and to also be looking at the magazines and looking at quilting patterns and thinking, I can do that. It's very exciting to me, and I'm excited to have a couple more quilts to work on. Also excited, I think, to do some knitting when I'm done with all this quilting. I am, at this time of year, like Christmas, it's just nice. I mean, it's not Christmas time yet. They tell us it is. It's really not, but it is Advent, and we are moving closer to Christmas at a very rapid pace. It's just, let's just say deep midwinter. No, it's not deep winter. It's not even winter. December. It's almost December. December's a nice time for watching TV and knitting. So I hope to get to some of that soon. All right, I'm going to finish this up now because tomorrow night I have a meeting and I still have to do the introduction and get my picture posted. I'm going to post a picture of the most recent revision of the bento box quilt, which I've told you about earlier. So I hope you like it. I do so appreciate all your comments and feedback. It's been helpful. It really is. You guys are great. You're wonderful. You're the best. I hope you have a great week. I hope you're getting a lot of quilting done. And if you're doing Christmas quilting, I hope you're having fun and it's not stressful. It's not December yet. It'll be December in about an hour and a half. But right now, it's still November and there's no need to panic. I will talk to you next week. Until then, just be good to yourself. Be kind. And don't forget to walk the dog. Bye.